With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A Supreme Court decision could come as soon as tomorrow in the case whether Donald Trump can be kicked off the ballot in Colorado over his alleged efforts to undo the defeat of the 2020 election. Trump is challenging a groundbreaking decision by the Colorado Supreme Court. Correspondent Mark Sherman has more.
The Colorado Supreme Court decided late last year that Trump is disqualified from being president again because of his efforts to undo his defeat, which of course culminated in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Since then, the Maine Secretary of State and a lower court judge in Illinois have both decided that Trump should not be on those states' primary ballot.
Also, at srnnews.com, wildfires in the Texas panhandle. At least two people have been killed, thousands of cattle dying in the blaze. Forest Service Operations Section Chief Mike Broad says very windy and dry weather is whipping up those fires again.
Fire activity did pick up due to the critical fire weather conditions. Most notably, we had quite a bit of activity on the southern flank of the Smokehouse Fire in the Division Delta and Gulf regions. We also had fire activity on the Windy Deuce Fire.
Caitlin Clark of Iowa has become the all-time NCAA Division I scoring leader, breaking the late Pete Maravich's 54-year-old record when she made two free throws following a technical foul. And the Hawkeyes' 93-83 win over Ohio State. She finished with 35 points. She entered the game just needing 18 to pass Maravich's total. This is SRN News. America is becoming, apparently, two separate countries when it comes to abortion.
A new study conducted for the advocacy group Society of Family Planning finds 14 states are enforcing a ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, and those states have hardly obtained any through the healthcare system. But there are more abortions in several other states and far more abortion pills prescribed through telehealth, including some for women who live in states with deep restrictions. I'm Julie Walker.
Indiana's ban on sex change operations for youngsters is being allowed to take effect by a federal appeals court in Chicago. The order by a panel of justices on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals removes a preliminary injunction against the ban that a federal judge in Indiana issued in June. This is SRN News. Number of counties across Nevada struggling to find poll workers in this election year.
Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar is proposing that the legal community be tapped to help address the problem. Aguilar wants lawyers who volunteer at the polls to be able to earn continuing education credits to fulfill annual requirements set by the State Bar of Nevada. It's a signal of how lawyers are increasingly seen as ideal candidates for stepping in as poll workers. Positions at the polls across the U.S. have grown harder to fill as once obscure county election departments have been thrust into the spotlight. John Scott reporting.
60,000 pounds of steamed chicken soup dumplings sold at Trader Joe's being recalled for possibly containing hard plastic. Agriculture Department says it could be plastic from a permanent marker pen. No related illnesses nor injuries reported. More details at srnnews.com.